This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose, and indeed you can, and indeed you will find it is far easier than anything you've ever done with respect to weight. I've been telling you the problem, and you know the problem. You got fat. But you think you have a weight problem. You really don't have a weight problem. Look at how you did it. You got fat on purpose, by design, maybe not intentionally. It's not something you wanted to do, but it wouldn't have happened if you hadn't put all that food in your mouth. Don't blame the food. It's all you, and it's something you haven't been able to control or eliminate, but now you will. Look, what you've been doing is putting a lot of food in your mouth that you didn't need for nourishment. That's the whole problem. You're not insane. You're not crazy. You're not a lunatic. You're not off the charts. It's something you haven't been able to control. Here's what we're going to do. Let's do an example, a real-life example. Now, if you weren't fat, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. So let's say you're fat. Let's say you weigh 50 pounds too much, 100 pounds too much. It really doesn't make any difference. It's a bunch. And let's have a situation where you're sitting at a table, and on the table is some food. You can make an ice cream, chocolate cake, french fries, pasta, Mexican, Chinese, anything you want, but it's food. Now, you have a choice of putting the food in your mouth, which is what I call eating, and you should be doing it too. Don't call it eating, it's putting food in your mouth. You have a choice of putting the food in your mouth or not putting the food in your mouth. It's really simple. Now, you think this is too simplistic, it's really not. It's exactly the problem. You know that you really want to put the food in your mouth because it tastes good. That's all you let yourself think about. But you also know if you put that food in your mouth, and of course you chew it and swallow it, it's going to make you fat or keep you fat. So there you are. So I'm just going to say it's chocolate cake for fun. Chocolate cake is on the table. What are you going to do? You're going to say, I don't want it. I'm not going to eat it. You think it's willpower. It's not. So let me tell you what you're going to end up doing. You're going to end up putting that food in your mouth. Why? And this is the critical part for you to realize. It makes you feel better. It gives you a positive emotional reaction. It's not just the taste in your mouth. Next time you have chocolate cake or anything else you like, figure out what the reaction is. What is it doing for you? I mean, you know it's only in your mouth for a really short period of time. No matter if it's half a minute, tops, something like that. Then it swallows it and you need more food. But what is the feeling that it gives you? That's what you have to focus on. That feeling is so important to you that you will do something deleterious to your health. You're going to get fat, and you're making yourself fat. Now, let's pretend you didn't put the food in your mouth and you walked away from the piece of chocolate cake. How would you feel? Would you feel frustrated? Would you feel tense? Would you feel anxious? You feel, oh boy, thank God I had great willpower. Willpower, as we'll go into, is nonsense. A willpower will never trump an emotional need. Emotional needs win 100% of the time, maybe 105% of the time. So here is the piece of cake on the table. I'm not trying to persuade you not to eat the cake. I know you're going to end up eating the cake anyway. You know that. I know it. We all know it. Whether you eat it right now or 5 minutes from now or the next day, really that doesn't make any difference. And the reason you're going to eat the cake or anything else is because of the feeling it gives you, the emotional feeling. You really have to take the time to stop and feel what it is that you're getting from the food. It is not just the food itself. Remember, the food's around for a very, very short period of time. The problem is you feel the need to eat the food because of what it does for you. You don't need nourishment. If you're 50 pounds overweight, nourishment's the last thing you need. You can fast for days and not worry about nourishment. So it is nourishment. So why are you putting all that food in your mouth? Again, you call it eating. You ought to start calling it putting food in your mouth. That's really what it is. When you eat, all you do is put food in your mouth. You chew it, you swallow it. That's it. That's all eating. Big deal. That little act is making you fat. That little act is causing you to be obese, to be unhappy, to ruin your health, to cause problems, perhaps to die early. Doctors will tell you it gives you diabetes, gives you a host of diseases, but you're still doing it. Now, you don't have to do it. You really feel you do have to do it, though. That's why you're doing it. That's the problem. If you don't understand what the problem is, you will never solve it. you'd be going on one diet to another forever, for the rest of your life, and say, this works, that doesn't work. Let me tell you, all diets, I don't care what they are, if they reduce your caloric intake to a certain level, work. That work is in quotes. The problem is you're not going to let them work because you feel emotionally comfortable at that weight, at being fat. No, you may not accept that right now, but you will. I promise you will, but you've got to start with a piece of chocolate cake on the table. If you don't understand the feeling that you get from the food that you eat too much of, then you will never, ever solve it. You'll always think it's just a weight problem. I have a weight problem. I have a weight problem. I have a thyroid problem. Maybe you have a thyroid problem. Go see your doctor. They're geniuses on thyroid. Not much on weight. A lot of doctors are fat. I'm not here to knock doctors. That's not the point. The point is to tell you what is the real problem is. The problem is the feeling you get from the food, from having the food in your mouth. It's not nourishment. It's an emotional feeling. And it causes an emotional need. That's why you're doing this, and that's why you got fat. That's why you're keeping yourself fat. You think it's losing weight. You got it all wrong. You can't lose weight because you're comfortable where you are. You may hate it. You may tell everybody you hate it, but you will always eat enough food to keep you there. That's just the problem. There's all problems with it. It all starts with a piece of chocolate cake on the table or french fries or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't make any difference. If you don't really truly appreciate the emotional feeling that it does for you, you haven't got a chance. A chapter of my book is called, You Want to Lose Weight? You Don't Have a Chance. It's not losing weight you want to do. You want to become a person who weighs a different weight. If you're talking about losing weight, you're really wasting a lot of time. Look, I don't want any of your money. I don't need your money. I don't ask you for any money. It's all free. I'm doing this because no one else is doing anything intelligent. Look, cue the chocolate cake on the table. Send me an email. Go to www.emotionalchange.com. Emotional change is one word. Send me an email. Let me know how you're doing. I'll write back to you. The important thing is you understand the problem. Do the piece of chocolate cake on the table. It's really not hard. It doesn't cost you anything. You do it all alone. It doesn't have to be chocolate cake. Do anything. Ice cream, whatever you like. But feel what it does for you. Only when you feel it will you really truly understand your problem. Look, this is John Thomas. I look forward to talking to you on my next podcast. I want to thank the hundreds of people who have been listening to my podcast. We'll be in touch again. Goodbye.